98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from town.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Delaware grand jury indicted President Biden's son, Hunter, on federal firearms charges Thursday, alleging he falsified a report claiming he was drug-free when applying for a firearm, when in fact, he was addicted to crack. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports Hunter Biden's indictment comes at a perilous time for his father.
The indictment comes as Republicans in Congress are pursuing an impeachment inquiry involving President Joe Biden. And so there's no question that further attention or scrutiny of Hunter Biden's legal past and legal woes perhaps gives momentum for Republicans to continue to pursue that inquiry.
President Biden not addressing his son's federal gun charges. In a planned speech in Maryland Thursday, Biden stuck to slamming Republicans. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy voiced frustration about resistance to his attempts to stave off a government shutdown before a September 30th deadline and conservative threats to boot him from the speakership if he relies on Democrats for help.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference. We had the DOD appropriation bill yesterday. I couldn't put it on the floor. I don't have one complaint by any member of what's wrong with this bill.
New England is in the crosshairs of Hurricane Lee, but is usually protected from the worst of a hurricane's wrath by the cold waters of the North Atlantic. That's expected to help reduce Lee to a tropical storm by the time it arrives this weekend. A number of factors determine the path and the strength of a hurricane, but the warm water that can strengthen a hurricane, typically south of Cape Cod, north of there, the Atlantic waters are much colder. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Another aftershock's been felt in Morocco nearly a week after an earthquake which killed almost 3,000 people.
The latest aftershock hit the region just before 7 a.m. local time, causing panic in some villages. Local and international agencies are still trying to deliver aid to survivors. But so many vehicles are now on their way up to the mountains that there have been traffic jams. One British charity said it took 14 hours to make the round trip, which normally takes six. In some remote places, helicopters are being used to evacuate those injured from last Friday's earthquake.
Maui residents will be allowed back into Lahaina at the end of the month, and Maui emergency management officials saying the county is aiming for September 25th as the official start date for public re-entry into Lahaina. Initially, only homeowners and residents will be allowed back in. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Seth Sutel has the markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after several reports suggested the U.S. economy is still humming along. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% Thursday. The Dow rose 331 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.8%. Treasury yields wound up higher following the reports on inflation, unemployment, and retail sales. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.29%. Crude oil prices have been on a tear recently. They closed above $90 a barrel on Thursday. That helped send prices of energy stocks higher. Marathon Oil rose 2.9%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says that he will meet with Elon Musk during a trip to the United States next week. Musk, meanwhile, calling for the establishment of a federal Department of Artificial Intelligence. He spoke to reporters in D.C. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 52, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 66, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 47, mainly cloudy. Mid-60s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the low 60s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 52 overnight. High of 66 tomorrow. Lows level off around 47 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day.
Five foot nine, brown eyes, and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw. 9. Lots of great country lined up as we work into a Friday. Chris Jansen on the way. Carrie Underwood, who's extending her Vegas residency coming up. We'll hear from her, but right now it's Morgan Wallen. Everything I Love.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cabin, chased them city lights, hit bars I don't like. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silver Rattle, down the road I loved to ride. Wish I would have known about now, you'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. I don't care how much they're biting, I won't even crank the boat. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take the place that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my heart.
Country.com. 98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Part of his house catch on fire in New Jersey, but he just had surgery. He underwent surgery to repair his torn Achilles tendon. That's got to be terrible. Huh, holy cow. Told fans the operation went great and looks ahead to the road to recovery, which you think he should retire? I think probably so.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened. didn't do.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Stops at
Green, Luke Cohn, a little different round here. Well, a Missouri pastor has had to resign from his local school board. His name is Rick Morrow. He resigned after claiming that children with autism are possessed by a demon. Yes, because God doesn't make mess-ups. Well, he made him, and he kind of messed up a little bit, don't you think?
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 52, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 66. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 47. Mainly cloudy. Mid-60s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the low 60s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 52 overnight. High of 66 tomorrow. Lows level off around 47 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station. 98 Q Country.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Quiet house. It's
a lot of people think Disney's glory days are behind them, but they're trying to do something to raise some money, it looks like. They're in talks to sell ABC to News Nation. They're saying that they might start selling off some of their TV stuff because, well, that's not where the money is. It's where the money is that you need to survive, I'm guessing.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
I've always been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing as